live from Daegu. The World Championships in Athletics on IAAF Radio.
You're listening to IAAF Radio. I'm Connie Henry. Alongside me in the commentary position is Garfield Samuels, and trackside in the mixed zone is Sierra Mia Willoughby. This evening, we'll see six exciting finals. The men's high jump will have a new world champion by the end of tonight, as will the men's 400 metre hurdles. And defending champions in action go in the women's triple jump, 1500 metres and 400 metre hurdles, as well as the men's 3000 metre steeplechase and the 400 metre hurdle.
IAAF Radio.
The first event on the track is the women's 200 metre semi-finals. Garfield, let's go through the lineup for the first heat.
So it's Chisato of Japan, Casabonio of Cuba, Remien of the Ukraine, Simpson of Jamaica, Samari of France, Jetter of the USA, Claudia Silva of Brazil, Smith of Bahamas. In the set position, sent off. Good start coming from Jetter. She goes to work right away, and she is really flying around the bend here. So it's Jetter, Samara, and Smith in that order. That's the way they come off the turn now. So it's Smith. It's rather Jetter leading Smith. And then we have Samara. Simpson is coming into second position right now. But running towards the line, though, it is Jetter who wins it. Jamaican finishes second. That's Simpson. Third look to be Casabonia from Cuba, or it could be Remien from the Ukraine. 22.48. Easy win here from Jetter. She went to business pretty early on the turn, and she came off the straight away with that momentum and just continued powering towards the line. She won very comfortably, and it is a good win here for her ahead of Simpson of Jamaica.
You're through to the final of the 200 meters. It's a new event for you this year. Have you been enjoying it?
Yes and no. I'm a true sprinter. So anything over 150, I get a little questionable about it. So I've been training hard for it. I know I'm fit. So for this final, I'm just going to line up and go.
Garfield, heat two of the women's semi-final.
You're off and running for the second semi-final. Looking well already is Solomon on the outside in lane number six. Also coming through in mid-track shippers, and in also there too, Stewart. Stewart, I think, is now in second behind Solomon. So Solomon leads. Stewart now in second. Shippers showing in third. Then Ferguson McKenzie is now moving up into third. But it is Solomon who wins ahead of the Jamaican. Third on the outside, though, looks to be Savlinis of Russia. And the winning time is 22.46. And Ferguson McKenzie may not qualify here. But we'll see. 22.46 for the winner, though. No doubt about it. It's Shalonda Solomon of the USA.
Shalonda, that was really nice and easy qualifying for you into the final of the 200 meters.
I wouldn't say easy, but I'm just glad I was able to get through it.
So how did it feel out there for you?
It was kind of shaky because I wasn't ready when he said set. So I just had to make do with what I could.
Okay, that was Shalonda Solomon. Quite confident going into the final, Connie.
Yeah, she did. She didn't seem to think it was easy at all, did she? We certainly did. Garfield?
Yes.
The year last semi-final.
Sent off, first time. Coming out well, Yvette Lalova. Campbell Brown is running pretty well at this stage. Oh, on the outside too, Felix is going pretty good. So it's between Campbell Brown and Felix. Who will come off the turn in front? I think Campbell Brown will do so, just ahead of Felix. Campbell Brown leads. It's a top two who will qualify. Campbell Brown is leading, but Felix is making somewhat of a showmanship of it. And Campbell Brown wins ahead of Felix. Third running on looks to have been Gushina ahead of Lalova. But it's 22.53. Good time here for the winner from Jamaica, Veronica Campbell Brown.
Tell you what, guys, for a lady that's got 400 meters in her legs, that's the best start I've seen Alison Felix do in years. I mean, she says she's one of the most horrible starters he's ever seen. That was actually quite competent, and she didn't look tired there at all. But as you would expect, in commanding form was Veronica Campbell Brown. She is 200 meters, certainly. It's just her forte. I just love to watch Veronica Campbell Brown run the 200 meters. She looks very, very impressive.
The other important thing to also stress here is because the second heat was a lot faster, the Bahamian athlete Debbie Ferguson McKenzie was actually her time for fourth, a 22.85, gets her through to the final. Woo-hoo. Lucky for her, it was a faster semi-final. So lucky for Ferguson McKenzie, she gets through. And also, third place in that same heat number two, that was Kristina Shtuk of the Ukraine. Her personal best of 22.79 in third actually gets her through as one of the next fastest qualifiers. So lucky for the Ukrainian and for the Bahamian in heat two, those two automatically, or not automatically, but they advanced as next fastest.
Why are you laughing, Garfield? 35 years young.
Yes, because we actually thought that there's no way she should have made it, but the third heat was just not fast enough. So lucky for her, yes. She must be celebrating and being on top of the world now. Ferguson McKenzie.
Next event on the track is the men's 1500 meter semi-final. Let's go to the TV commentators now for the first men's 1500 meters.
Gabri Medem still trying to hold everybody off as they come into the straight. Lalu coming round in the red vest and black shorts. So too is Kiplagat, who's obviously realised that it's going to be a bit of a race. He's about 3 or 4 meters back from the lead. So Gabri Medem is leading him through. Just behind him is Maloukoufi of Algeria. Kiplagat has decided to come wide. So too of all the others, Goucher and Reeves, and is pushing and shoving as Lalu decides to move up onto Sedgwick's shoulder.
It's going to be really interesting to see what happens over this last 400 metres. Lalu looked superb with a similarly fast last lap in the semi-finals the other day. And look at this, Lalu is on there. Centrovich, Kiplagat, and they're beginning to pull away a little bit.
Gebre Medem it is that's coming on the outside from Ethiopia. Centrovich is holding them off, and he's got to keep holding them off, really. Kiplagat has dropped back, and it looks a bit dangerous. He's in that awkward inside lane. Lalu is taking it up. Centrovich is there. Gebre Medem is there. Kiplagat has come wide again, though, and coming around the outside. Remember, it's just 5 to qualify. Lalu is holding off. Centrovich is there. Kiplagat is coming wide. Gebre Medem coming again. Medibala is in there in sorts of trouble. There's a group of 5 coming through, and I think they're going to get through fairly comfortably in the end. And Lalu, at the end there, just almost tied up over the last 5 or 10 meters and dropped out of contention.
Silas Kiplagat, you're through to the final of the 1500 meters. That was a very clever, sensible run there.
So, my target was only just to qualify for the finals, but I wanted to qualify for it. So I don't... My now main aim is to calculate on how to win this medal. But remember, championship is not like Diamond Leagues. It's a matter of tactical race, and then you must, it depends on how you apply yourself very well. So I don't see there's any problem. Because I've qualified for the finals, the target now is on how to win this gold for Kenya.
Now let's go back to our TV commentators.
Second semi-final of the men's 1500 meters, it's Mekonnen.
Now it's Kiprop.
No, Mekonnen is just going back. That's why I was just looking at him. So it's the Kenyans. It's Kiprop now coming past Komen. Kiprop coming past Komen. Then there's a real battle on behind it. And who is going to get those other vital places? Mustafa is finishing fast, though, is Olmedo. It's still Kiprop who just takes it on the line. But it's a real blanket finish. There are 7 men there. But the unfortunate thing is Derisi Mekonnen. He's tailed off. So too is Manzano at the end there. So the surprises in the men who are going out, not only in that first race, but also in this race as well. Something obviously happened to Mekonnen because he'd been looking good, and then round the last bend, he suddenly collapsed.
He certainly did, Peter. He went backwards. 3:36.75 though, 12 seconds faster than the previous race.
Unbelievable. Am I hearing that right, Garfield? That's like a national championship somewhere.
Yep, 12 seconds faster.
Lots going on, Garfield. We've got the qualifying rounds of the second group of the men's javelin. These women's triple jump, I need to keep you up to date with that. There hasn't been a massive, let me have a look here, change on that. Saladua is still in gold medal position with 14.94. Now let's go to our TV commentators.
The final lap of the men's steeplechase is the Ugandan Araptani, followed by the 3 Kenyans, Kemboi, Kiprutu and Matalong. Araptani is pushing hard. This is not the race that everybody expected. The Kenyans have waited. Have they waited too long? Because there are some very fast men just on their shoulder. Araptani now is pushing it on. Kiprutu's on the outside. McKessie's coming through from Spain. Bob Tari is still up there, the very good Frenchman, and he likes to run hard over the last part of the race. Araptani is giving ground now to Kemboi. Or is it Kiprutu? I think it may be Kiprutu that has gone. Well, the Kenyans are starting to surge over the water jump. It is Kemboi, I think, coming now away from the rest of the field. Marvellous last 200 metres. Kemboi it is. Just behind him is Kiprutu. And then Bob Tari is there and his teammate Mekahesi coming through. Well, look at this. The hand goes aloft for Kemboi. He's got his double championship. And it's a bit of a dash to the end. Mekahesi came hard at Kiprutu, but Kiprutu just holds him off. And Mekelhesi gets the bronze. Well, I'd like to know what that last 200 metres was, because that was where the race was won, really, wasn't it? Up until then, a little bit of a dawdle.
And he can dance as well.
There you go, eh? The moves are being made.
Congratulations, Ezekiel Kimboy. You're the world champion again. You, and judging by your dancing, I think you're the Usain Bolt of the steeplechase.
Yeah, I think the dance is good. That's why I want the rest to activate my title. So I had the dance to make all the people in Diego Stadium very, very much happy.
And I'm sure that was a tough title for you to win, because your teammate, Brimin Kipruto, had been running very well this year.
Yeah, he has been running very well, also me. But everybody who wins is the champion. So I think here today in Korea, I'm the champion.
And when you look at the race, when going into the final lap, there were about 10 of you in the leading group. So you really had to put the accelerators on.
Yeah, I had to put a lot of power to make that I win the race, because we were like 10. So I had to put a lot of acceleration to win the title and to win my title again.
So how are you going to celebrate?
I think in Kenya, I'll do a big celebration in Kenya, a big dance like for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Confirmation then of the men's high jump final. Jesse Williams hits the gold medal for America, 2.35 meters. Also 2.35 meters, but with some failures earlier on, is Alexei Dmitriev from Russia. He's in silver medal, and a bronze medal goes to Bahamas with Trevor Barry, a personal best high jump of 2.32 meters.
Yes, I've got the world champion in the high jump, Jesse Williams, and I've just been thanking him, you know, for giving me bragging rights over you two. And the reason why I backed you in that final is because you said that whenever you are the favorite, it actually gives you the impetus to go out there and perform.
Yeah, I hope I'm always the favorite from now on. No, I mean, I have the world leading jump. I'm in great shape. There's no reason why I couldn't win today. I just executed my plan, and now here I am, world champion.
What was it like out there for you today, competing with the Russians?
I was in the zone. I actually turned my back from the competition and didn't watch anybody jump almost the entire competition. And I just focused on myself. And sometimes you got to be greedy. And to be world championship, to be the world champion, I'll do it again.
And now, how are you going to celebrate?
I'm sure I'll find some trouble to get into. We'll see.
Okay, all the best. Well done.
All right, thank you.
Now, very exciting women's 1500 meters final. Let's go to our TV commentary.
Rodriguez, the Spaniard, is working hard. She's going away. Geza Hegni is there. Coming through, obviously, there on the inside. Is England coming through?
Well, this is quite a turn up in the end. It's America victory from Great Britain, and then Rodriguez of Spain. And that's a shock result, no question about that. A 4.05.42, a very big change of what we expected there. And well, Usani, of course, was brought down, but Simpson can scarce believe it. She really did everything right. She positioned herself very nicely. She came down the home straight and passed a whole lot of runners who were fading badly. It's a slow time. She won't care the less about that. 4.05.40. She's just seen confirmation of it. Hannah England in second and Natalia Rodriguez in third.
Let's go to Sierra Meir in the mix zone.
Yes, thanks very much. I've got the new world champion of the 1500 metres, Jenny Simpson, live on IWF Radio. You must be delighted. You have this huge smile on your face.
I mean, I'm supposed to say I'm not surprised, because you come here and everyone is training and hoping and racing for a medal, but this is just delightful, and it's a wonderful place to be, and it's the thing of dreams.
Over the last 5 years, we've seen this renaissance in American middle distance and long distance running, and I think this is just a cherry on the cake, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the U.S. has become incredibly competitive on in the 1500 meters, and I think that's something that's really spurred me on, and it made me seek perfection in my training, because just making it here is hard for a U.S. woman. Just making the team, so then getting through the rounds, and my teammates Shannon Robery, who didn't make the final tonight, she was one of my sweet mates and very encouraging, and she's a very mature racer and gave me a lot of good advice, so I have a lot of thanks to her.
And the thing is, you're actually a 3,000 meters steeplechaser. That's your specialist event, you're the American record, but I suspect you're not going back to that now, are you?
Probably not, but I tell you what, it's a lot of steeple experience. It keeps me calm. And also, you know, that steeple experience, you only have about 40 meters without barriers, and so you're used to running really hard at the end. And I feel like that kind of came into play tonight.
So celebrations tonight?
Absolutely. I don't know that I'm going to sleep for a couple of nights after this.
Okay, all the best. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, that was a very happy Jenny Simpson, Connie.
Garfield Samuels, the women's 400-meter hurdles final. Malane Walker-Garfield is in lane 8. I mean, and where do you think? Is this going to matter? I know that we're talking about her form. We know that she's not quite right. But let's say an informed Malane Walker, somebody who had nothing wrong with her, would lane 8 matter?
I think it psychologically does for some athletes. She has been competing for quite a while. I remember back in 1998, she was fourth as a 15-year-old in the 200 meters at the World Junior Championships. So she has the experience to run at this level, both as a junior and as a senior. She will be running out of lane 8, closest to the noise of the spectators. How well she handles that and being able to drown the noise out, because it is the hurdle where concentration is key. And it's going to be key for her to do that here, to really focus hard to ensure that she gets the necessary concentration.
So Lucinda Demas, 28-year-old from America, twice world silver medalist, is now going for gold. But there are 7 other ladies out there who refuse to allow that to happen. Garfield Samuels, they've been called to their blocks.
And that includes also the world leader, Khalise Spencer, who runs out of lane number 2 for the Jamaicans. So it's Rabchenyok of the Ukraine, Spencer of Jamaica, Demas of the USA, Hejnova of the Czech Republic, Antrok of Russia, Stambolova of Bulgaria, Chukarova of Russia, and Walker of Jamaica. They're off and running as they approach the first flight of hurdles. Good hurdling so far as looking on the inside. Spencer looks good. Demas is beginning to go to work. She's about to close in on Hejnova on her outside. So it's Demas, Hejnova, Spencer, and Stambolova along with Antrok. They're doing most of the running as they approach a 200-meter mark. 5 flights of hurdles to run. It is still Demas doing most of the running. On the outside, Walker from Jamaica is running well in lane 8. Walker is into the frame now. So Walker, Demas, Hejnova, Spencer, and Antrok. As they come around the turn into the straightaway, Demas will take them into the lead. Walker now in second. On the inside, her teammate Spencer looks to be debating that with her in third. Then back in fourth is Hejnova and Antioch. But it's the American up front. Demas, a former world junior champion from the USA, will land goal ahead of Malane Walker. Third spot looks to be Hejnova ahead of Spencer, who faded badly in the straight. 52:47, a big run here indeed. And that takes over the world leading time from Khalise Spencer. But a fine performance here from Lucinda Demas. The American wins gold as she celebrates victory here at the 2011 World Championships in Daegu.
World champion, finally that gold for you in the 400 meters hurdles.
Yeah, I'm so happy, and I know I just see my mom back there. She's happy also. We get to go home on a good ending of the year. So grateful and just happy. I worked so hard, and it just feels good to bring it home.
You haven't run very often this year on the circuit. Was that deliberate, making sure you were fresh for this championship?
Yes, it was. It was very deliberate. We practiced a lot on of the races in practice, and I probably the most hurdling I ever done in my career this year at practice. So even though I wasn't at meets, I was still running in practice hurdle races by myself.
And a new personal best, a world lead.
And an American record, yeah. Happy and blessed, excited.
And so, celebrations?
Actually, I think we will celebrate once I get home. My whole family is waiting for me, my sons, my dad, my sisters. We're going to celebrate big.
Well, Garfield Samuels, take us through the lineup, please, of the men's 400-meter hurdles final.
Taylor of the USA, Derevyagin of Russia, Colson of Puerto Rico, Fredericks of South Africa, Jackson of the USA, Green of Great Britain, Sanchez of the Dominican Republic, and Van Zyl of South Africa. They're settling their blocks. 400 meters hurdles final. In the set position. Sent off. Third time of asking. As they approach the first flight of hurdles, it's on the inside. Angelo Taylor going well. They go over the second flight now. Going well to Carlson. Jackson in mid-track is going well. Green is staying with them too. And Sanchez is also keeping pace as they approach that fourth set of hurdles. It is still on top. The man from Puerto Rico, Javier Coulson, also moving up well to Jackson. Just on the outside too, Felix Sanchez is running pretty well. Van Zyl though is doing well in lane 8. They're coming to the straightaway now, and it's Coulson who does so, takes them into the straightaway. Ahead of Taylor in lane 1. Coming on strong too is Green from Great Britain. Van Zyl is fading, but it is Coulson from Puerto Rico. And here comes Green. Green wins it ahead of Coulson. Third spot on your side could be Van Zyl ahead of Sanchez. 48-27, a great run by the British athlete David Green, and he runs forward and takes it in fantastic fashion. What a run! He surprised the entire field. 48-27, 48-26 now officially for the Englishman David Green, world champion of the 400 meters hurdles for men.
Okay, I've got Di Green, the new world champion over 400 meters hurdles, here with me. Fantastic performance. Your reaction?
I'm just overwhelmed, to be honest. I can't believe it's happened to me. It hasn't sunk in yet. It'll take a fair few hours to do so. I'm just so happy to come away with a victory and to be number one in the world.
Can you just tell me what was going through your mind coming down that home straight? Javier Coulson was quite a few metres ahead of you. What was going through your mind?
I was thinking I've given him too much of a lead, and I wanted to be going off a little bit faster. I wanted to be a bit closer at the end. I was disappointed in my first half of the race, but I just thought I'd have to really dig deep, and that's what champions are made, you know, at the end of the race. And just so happy to come away with the victory. I don't care about how it happened. Just first cross the line is all that matters.
Because over the last couple of years, you have really proved yourself by beating all the best guys in the world. And so basically, you've just come out here and you've just cemented that, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had a great year so far. And obviously, they see me as a main threat now. And I'm just happy to put all the season's results and all the training I've done into practice. And you know, just come away with the victory. I'm just very happy it's come together on the night and seeing my coach and all the other Brits in the audience all cheering me on. It's just a great feeling.
I've got a new nickname for you. Do you want to hear it?
Go for it.
Okay. You know, everybody talks about how cool and calm and collected you are.
Do they?
Well, I think you're so cool that you're ice cold.
Thanks very much. I'll take that. Very happy with that.
Well, congratulations, Di.
Thank you very much for your time. Cheers. Thanks.
Bye.
Well, there were 6 finals tonight, 6 world champions crowned. In the high jump, it was Jessie Williams, 2 metres 35. In the women's triple jump, Ola Saladua, 14 metres 94. In the men's 3,000 metres steeplechase, it was the dancing Ezekiel Mboy. He was so happy. Women's 1500 metres final, a shock, Jennifer Barringer Simpson from America, leading the American Renaissance in middle distance running. In the women's 400 metre hurdles, Lucinda Dimas was finally crowned queen. And in the men's 400 metre hurdles, it was David Green of Great Britain. See you tomorrow.
IAAF Radio.